בוקר טוב רבותיי, יום חמישי בשבת קודש. Today is חית בשבט לסדר בשלח, שבת שירה. Okay. I think we finished this section. We are up to page קוף חף דלת, moving right along. לפניו נעבוד ביראה ופחד. ויחד עם המעלה להדר ולהתנאות לפני השם במעשה המצוות, together with the מעלה of glorifying ourselves before הקדוש ברוך הוא in the מצוות that we do, יזהר שלא יגיס ליבו ודעתו בשעת קיום המצווה. You have to make sure that you don't become too haughty, a person does not become too arrogant when performing a mitzvah, אלא יכניע עצמו מתוך מחשבה ביראת הרוממות. Person should always try to be מכניע himself, subjugate himself while thinking about the greatness, the grandeur, the awesomeness of הקדוש ברוך הוא, and that should help to keep a person in check. וכמו שביאר הרמח"ל במסילת ישרים says, בעניין הבושת וההכנעה מלפני השם יתברך בעת עשיית המצוות. It's interesting because when a person performs mitzvot, on the one hand you have to be tremendously joyful, happy, privileged to perform the mitzvah, and on the other hand don't get too haughty, because at the end of the day the mitzvah is supposed to keep you in check and remind you of the greatness of Hashem. זכורני מימי ילדותי שהנהיגו קביעות בבית הכנסת, שכל ילד שהיה דורש בתורו בנושא מסוים מתוך פרשת השבוע או גמרא בעל פה. חמן ציון says when he was a child in Yerushalayim, they had this thing in one of the shuls that he davened at, that the children would have a rotation and every kid would get a turn to give some sort of drasha in the shul about something on the parasha or גמרא בעל פה that he was learning, something like that. בפני אביו וכל הילדים. In front of his father and all the rest of the kids. וכולם היו מקשיבים מחמיאים. Everybody would listen, compliment. Right? It's a big deal for a kid. ביום שהגיע התורי התרגשתי נורא, ולפני כן הייתי מתכונן, חוזר ומשנן, וברגע שעליתי לבימה, תקפה אותי סחרחורת מפחד, שמא ייכשל בלשוני. ורצון שאזכה לעשות נחת רוח לאבי. חמן ציון practiced very much when he was a kid, for his drasha, and he had everything down pat, and then right before he was about to go up, he got gripped by stage fright. He got nervous. He's like, I don't want to let my father down. והרהרתי, הלא מי אני הפעוט שאדבר בפני קהל עם ועדה, ואשמיע להם דברי תורה. He started thinking, who am I to speak דברי תורה in front of the קהל? כך ויותר צריך להרגיש חרדת קודש לפני קיום המצווה. Why is he saying this? Every time you do a mitzvah, you should also have those feelings. Not necessarily stage fright that shuts you down, but some sort of fright, some sort of מחשבה, who am I to be mekayim this mitzvah before Hashem? You got to do it anyway, obviously, but some sort of thought, it's got to go, you know, it's got to cross your mind, who am I doing this for? Yeah. Yeah. It's important. There's an interesting, Maran Zichron Baruch used to say that there's a pasuk in Tehillim, v'tzrashe tevot v'etrog, al tevo'eni regel ga'ava. That's the Rashi Tevot Vetrog, because when a person has an etrog in Bet HaKnesset, sometimes, you know, it's cause for gaiva. Oh, look at mine. What are you showing off your fruits to somebody else? Mazeh kashur? It has nothing to do with somebody else. It's a mitzvah for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I had a Rebbe used to buy an etrog for me, one of my Rosh Kolos, and he would ask me, I want you to find me the cleanest, smallest etrog possible, lefi halacha. Lefi halacha, etrog has to be a kabetza. That's the minimum shi'ur of an etrog. So he wanted a drop bigger than a kabitza, shouldn't be exactly mitzumtzam, but tiny. I asked him, I said, Rosh Kola, why do you want a tiny etrog? What for? He says, because I want it to be small enough that I can cup it in my entire hand so that nobody else in shul should be able to see it. Only me and Hashem. No, psh, no, whatever. I want to be able to completely cover it. That was his chav. Anyway, bekitzur, כמה תעוזה צריך כדי לבוא לפני הבורא יתברך. Anytime you daven, do a mitzvah in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, takes guts. You got to really have guts to come before HaKadosh Baruch Hu and do a mitzvah and daven. We don't feel like that, unfortunately, most of the time, right? Just the words kind of like topple out of our mouths. נכון? השם שפתי תפתח. Whoa. You got guts talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, don't you? We don't feel that. That's true, because it's still scary. Melech Melechei Melechim is not a joke. Yeah. Now, וכמו כן, That's exactly what he says. Wow, Baruch Shekivanti. Bechol pa'am שבאים לישיבה או לבית הכנסת, צריך להרגיש מחדש את היראה והפחד מגדולת השם יתברך. You walk into base matters, you walk into a shul, whatever it is, פחד. You know, there's a pasuk every time you walk into בית מדרש, בית הכנסת. Which pasuk? ואני ברוב חסדך ובתך, אשתחווה לכאן קודשך ביראתך. One second. It's not my living room here. This is the house of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is Hashem's sanctuary. You can't just walk in. You have to prepare yourself. וכמו שאנו אומרים בתפילה, לפניו נעבוד ביראה ופחד. Yeah, we say on Lin Shabbat, we ask to stand before HaKadosh Baruch Hu with a fear. זכורני את הגאון רבי בן ציון נתון, זצ"ל, מחכמי הישיבה בפורת יוסף, בעת שהיה נכנס לישיבה, באיזו חדרת קודש, חרדת קודש היה ניצב בכניסתו בשערי הכניסה לבניין, כמי שנכנס לארמון המלך. One of Chaim Ben Zion's friends, Chaim Ben Zion Atun, every time he used to walk into Yeshivat Porat Yosef, he would stand there mamash, you could see it on him, gripped by this, it's not fear like you're in terror, it's not that kind of fear, but you're in awe of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence. Like, what am I about to do? This is a big deal. ומה שאין אנו מרגישים כך, יש לזה שתי סיבות. Yeah, when a person doesn't feel that, why is that? Says two reasons. Number one, Aleph, מחמת חסרון הכוונה, שאין אנו מקיימים מצוות מתוך כוונת הלב. One is because many of the מצוות that we do are just flippant. We don't do it with the requisite כוונה. So we just, you know, you put on a talit, you put on tefillin, you walk into base matters. It's just, you know, by rote. That's one. Bit, מחמת ההרגל, כי דבר שבשגרה לא מייחסים אליו חשיבות. Number two is because of, you know, we feel comfortable, which is to some extent a good thing, but you know, it's a routine. You go through the same routine every day. You walk into Bet Knesset, you walk into Bet Midrash, you sit down to Seder, you sit down to Daven, whatever it is, you don't feel that there's anything special about it. It's interesting that the mitzvot that are ba mizman lizman, the less frequent mitzvot, people are much more thoughtful and mindful of. You ever notice that? Why? Because it's special. I haven't done this in a while, so you give it much more thought. The mitzvot that we are, you know, more routinely accustomed to, tefillah, Torah, v'chule, okay, so just, you know, it happens. Talmud Torah keneged kulam, tefillah is medaber im ha-melech. Are you going to treat that less than any of the, you know, when a person comes to Sheikh Lulav, it's a big deal. When you sit down to eat matzah, it's mizman lizman, it's a big deal. But all of the other mitzvot, it's hard, you have to really think about it, pull back, and be mindful. Hashigra shocheket, ve'enam manicha le'adam lekayim et ha-mitzvot mitoch ta'orat ha-machshava. Shigra, routine, wears a person down. And because of a person's routine, it does not allow a person in general to be mekayim with clarity of thought, clarity and purity of a person's kavanah. A person is it's hard to come by. Mitzvat anashim melumada, Chaim Ben Zion continues, which is, once we're on the topic of performing mitzvot by rote, by routine. You know, sometimes, you know how a car, I don't know if you ever took a road trip, but if you're on like a very long straight highway, you can put the car on cruise control. You don't really have to sit there and steer. It's like, it goes. A plane can be put on autopilot. Our lives, to a certain extent, with Torah mitzvot, a lot of our lives are on autopilot. You know, just like pilots are necessary for takeoff and landing. So it works like that with mitzvot too, unfortunately. Ma'ala gdola lekayem ta mitzvot mitoch itchadshut v'itpa'alut. It's a tremendous ma'ala to be mekayem the mitzvot with, you know, a sense of renewal, rejuvenation, excitement. V'lo kemitzvat anashim melumada. זכורני שבי ילדותי בזמן שהגיעה המכונית הראשונה לשכונת הבוחרים בירושלים, כולם הסתכרנו לדעת את חלקיה, כיצד היא נוסעת. When Chaim Ben Zion was a kid, in his youth, when the first car arrived in the Bukharian quarter of Yerushalayim, and the kids ran out, they wanted to get a look at the car, how does it work, what's the parts, because it was new, it was fresh, everybody was interested. וכן כשהגיע הטלפון הראשון, you know, in those times, not every house had a phone. Not every house had an air conditioner, you know, things that and this is not so long ago, this is 50, 60, 70 years ago, not every house had a landline. היום הדבר פשוט לכל. לא מפני שאינו עולה ביוקר כמו בזמנו. It's not because it's not expensive. These things are still expensive. But what? אלא משום שאנשים מתפעלים רק מדבר חדש. The rule is people get excited only from new things, not things that they're already accustomed to. ועתה כבר אינו יקר המציאות. ונבאר חומר העניין, הנה כתב רבן יונה. In שערי תשובה רבן יונה says as follows. עתה נפרש קט עוזבי השם. ונאמר, כי הם האנשים שאין עליהם יראת שמיים. Those who leave Hashem are people who don't have fear of heaven. והם מקיימים את המצוות, מצוות אנשים מלומדה. וכאשר יתגבר היצר על האיש ההוא ועליו, חלף רוח ויעבור והשם, לא יענח ולא ידאג לחטאו. Which means, the יצר הרע has a much easier time targeting people who perform their mitzvot by routine as opposed to בהתחדשות, because over there he knows that they lack יראת שמיים, and that's where he's able to get you. That means that in order, a force field, a shield against the יצר הרע, is to perform the mitzvot, every mitzvah that a person does, בהתלהבות, excitement, enthusiasm, that serves, first of all, that is an indication of יראת שמיים, and that also serves as a shield for the יצר הרע. בעזרת השם, we'll continue with this paragraph on, hopefully on Sunday, בעזרת השם, יום טוב, שבת שלום.